Jay and Dave in the morning.
G'day, Mackay. It's Sunday's Jay and Dave with another breakfast show podcast done and dusted.
Yeah, we're kind of still in holiday mode, really, aren't we?
I'm not.
Aren't you?
I'm raring to go.
You're in the swing of things.
No, because I told you before.
Yeah.
If you limit your coffee intake so you're not over the top.
Yeah.
But then when you have a shower in the morning, you turn the cold water on.
I will try that, actually.
The cold water wakes you up, and I'm not even lying to you.
Yeah.
It kicks your brain into gear.
See, do you yell out a few expletives at the time?
No.
Because I'd be worried about that.
It takes a while to get used to. You don't yell. But your breath gets taken away. So you turn the cold water on and you're like...
Yeah.
But
sounds weird.
It is so cold, but it's worth it. Because it's only for 10, 20, 30 seconds, whatever you can handle.
Yeah, right.
And then you're awake.
Okay. Look, I will give it a shot tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll report back to you.
Mm. He won't.
No, probably not.
He'll forget. Well, this will be the last time he ever mentions it. That's what will happen.
Nah, I don't like jumping in a pool or being under the rain.
Yeah.
Without the umbrella because it's too cold. I don't understand it, but I'll have aircon on. I'll have a fan on. No problems. Water, different story.
What are you going to do for Daydream Island, though? Because we're heading there in a couple of days' time with our listeners. Mm. Are you not going to go for a swim in the pool? Because sometimes the pools are cold, even though in the middle of summer, they can be freezing cold in some pools.
Can you hire wetsuits there?
Well, of course. I believe so.
I'll wear one of those inside the pool.
Stinger suit?
Yeah. Maybe.
Look like the Lost Long Teletubbies.
They are ridiculously awful, aren't they?
Teletubbies?
No, I mean the
stinger
suits.
Yeah, there they are.
They are not flattering at all. It's like being on an episode of Flashdance, the TV series, like the leggings.
That's Lycra.
Well, what is a stinger suit made of?
I think it's like different netting. I don't think it's the same thing. But we can both agree that both look terrible.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're fit as a fiddle.
You can't really hide anything, can you?
No, you can't.
No.
You can see what you had for breakfast. Anyway, if you missed our podcast, here it is. We know everybody is excited about the opening of Aldi, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's not that long to go, is it?
In May. Andergrove, near the Wake Park there. If you've been living under a rock, that's where it's going to be positioned. I've been building it for the last few months.
People are camping out, ready to go already.
But tell me. Does Aldi supply the paw washer, the dog paw washer that Kmart is supplying at the moment?
I don't know. The dog washer?
No, paw washer.
The paw washer.
So it's literally, I've got an image of it here.
Yeah.
I'll show you in a second. It's a cup and it has spikes on the inside of it.
Yeah.
That you put your dog paw in and you just like sort of wash the paw.
Oh, right. That's ingenious.
Here's the image there.
Yeah.
If you're watching this on the video as well at home.
It's like a cup, isn't it?
It's a cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's brought a few people to question.
What do you mean?
The paw washer.
Yeah. What, they're not using it properly or what's going on?
Well, how do I put this? So this photo was on social media.
Yeah.
Right? And this woman says...
It looks like... Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it looks like something that would actually clean the paws of the dog.
This woman says, I found this Kmart dog paw cleaner in my son's room yesterday, which is very weird because we don't have a dog. So Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on, it gets better.
Okay.
Some of the comments on the post.
It's just popped up. Yeah.
It's just made me go, okay. One person says,
yeah.
I'm sure his paws are real clean now. somebody else wrote, he's probably using it on his private bits. Another lady said, I was thinking exactly the same thing, Karen. Of course your name was Karen.
Yeah.
Depending on how old he is, I'm thinking he's using it for what everyone else is saying. One man says, are you sure you don't have a dog? I feel like he's using it for the dog, nothing else.
Well, maybe he's got a friend who has a dog and is there for a present for them. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah. One other lady says, come on, Mum. I'm a mum of four boys.
Yeah.
And I knew straight away what that little bugger was up to. So I feel like that is a Best Buy from Kmart. $10.
Yeah.
So if you have a dog and its paws need cleaning.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know where to get the paw cleaner.
$10.
$10.
That's a lot cheaper than a vacuum cleaner.
We're sending Shakira to... We're sending Shakira to Mount Pleasant this morning to do her cruise across after 8:30. I think she's going to be outside of KFC.
Yeah.
Might get her to go in and get a couple of these paw washers for our dogs.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that they're clean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing worse than a dirty dog.
No, exactly right.
Especially the paws.
Those poor paws being neglected. We need a paw cleaner to make sure that it's not neglected.
How did Kmart not see this coming,
honestly? How did Kmart not see this? Did anybody not go, you know what, there's something seriously wrong with this design?
Yeah. Imagine the people trying to do this. It's like, you know what, I've got this great idea. How about we get an item for... cleaning the dog's paws.
There's going to be a lot of women out there going, I found the same thing at my house, and we don't have a dog either.
There's a lot of gifts.
You're welcome, Guywood Sundays. at least you know your paws are clean in your household, that's for sure.
It is the gather round for round number one for the AFL Mackay. It's on this weekend, by the way, too.
I heard about this a couple of weeks ago when we were doing our Easter egg hunt at Harrop Park.
Yeah, 8 games, 3 grades, 1 venue. That's Harrop Park Country Club, Great Barrier Reef Arena from AFL Mackay. We've got Harry and Alex. G'day, boys.
G'day.
Good morning.
Coming in nice and early. Thank you for that. But ramping up, Alex, particularly this weekend, we're getting into the swing of things of the AFL. This is going to be a big weekend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a massive weekend. There's been a lot of work going into it, and Harry's done a great job organising everyone. Our clubs have been great. They've been good getting on board, and everyone's excited for it.
This is like a magic round type of thing, isn't it?
Pretty well, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty well a magic round, but we're going to call it gather round.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at Dave always trying to take it back to the NRL.
No. I'm just trying to make it a bit more sense for a lot of people, that's all, because gather round, it could be anything, really.
Harry, how much effort, how much work has gone into putting this together?
Yeah, a lot of effort from our side, me and Alex, and from all the clubs as well. And I think the community's sort of backing it as well, which is awesome.
Other than the games, Harry, what else are we expecting? Like any entertainment with the kids, kicking the ball around or what?
Well, at the night game at 4:40, the Magpies and the Hawks will have an Oz kick set up at halftime.
Cool.
So they'll run on and kick around on the main oval.
The kids would love that.
Oh, they're going to love it.
Do you know, it's Dave and I were only talking about this when we're at the at Harrop Park Great Barrier Reef Arena for our Easter egg dash. We had some parents there talking about their kids really wanting to get into AFL. We'll get back to the big event this weekend, though. But they were saying that the kids particularly are finding more of an interest in AFL now. It was NRL for a long time, but AFL has certainly got a resurgence, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Our AusKick program, particularly with the young kids, it's the best sort of program out there for those kids.
Yeah.
And just this year, for our clubs, they've gone up from 230 AusKickers to about 260.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
Hoping to get to 270, 280.
Yeah.
There's still an AusKick Centre up in Whitsundays that's yet to start. But it's certainly growing.
Now, with this weekend, how many games are we seeing, Harry, in total over the weekend?
8 games of senior football.
You did say that. That's a lot of...
Yep.
That's a lot of oranges. That's a lot of water and a lot of water bottles. So over the both days and people can come in, what's the go? When do we start kick off each day?
So it's eight games on one day, on Saturday, over 3 ovals. So we've got a dedicated Triple M women's oval.
Yep.
And then we've got the Great Barrier Reef for the senior men's. And then we've got a couple games on the field too.
I'll tell you what, we're actually really pleased to be involved with the Triple M Cup for the women's team once again, the senior women's. But just out of curiosity, on a personal level for the two of you, who can kick the furthest?
Listen to Alex, he'll say, we know.
You go first, Harry.
You can claim it. I would say me.
Yeah, I'll give it to Harry.
Aren't you a top bloke?
You're not going to try and
look
battle
after him. He's only new, so...
No, right.
Got to sort of, you know, pump him up a little bit. He's just got here, so
we have that rule here at work as well. You be nice for a couple of weeks, and then that's when you dig it in, you know.
Yeah, well, Ask me that at the end of the year, maybe. Maybe we'll have a barrel off on grand final day or something.
So all the action on this Saturday, we'll put all the details onto our website at triplem.com.au. It's going to be a big one. Thanks for joining us this morning, Harry. Appreciate your time. Thank you, Alex, as always.
Thank you.
Hear that again on the listener app, Dave. It's going to be a big weekend.
Absolutely. I still reckon Alex might punt it at about, what, 50 metres?
Oh, got a little bit more than that, I reckon. 55, I thought.
Okay. So he is talking himself up now.
We need to do that as a challenge between the two of them on the weekend, I think. Thank you, gents. Good to talk to you.
Wow. Now, today it's all about popcorn. Not the stuff you buy in the packet, which costs an arm and a leg these days.
Yeah. So you can buy them for like 13, 14 bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
So I found online a recipe that if you get a brown paper bag,
yeah,
you put like 45 grams, I think it is, or 50 grams or something. I just winged it.
As you do,
put
yeah.
Put some popcorn kernels into the brown paper bag, into the microwave, 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Then pull it out, shake it around, then put it back in for another minute, and you'll have fresh popcorn.
Right? Okay. It's good to see you haven't come back with singes on your eyebrows or anything else. So you haven't blown up the place.
Oh, my God. It works.
No.
It works.
Have you tasted it first, though?
Hang on. I'm going to throw this. This is fresh. You can still feel how warm this is.
I can smell it. That's for sure. Yeah.
Hang on.
Oh, my God. It looks like proper popcorn.
Well, it is popped kernel. I don't know why I'm so surprised about this, but...
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it's not butter either. How good is that?
That's... And how much is the packet of...
Kernels? You can buy them for like $1.50, $1.60, something like that.
Oh, this is the way to save some money.
So if your kids are saying, "Mom, Dad, we want some popcorn," don't go and buy those things. If everyone's trying to save a buck or two, that's the way to do it. You buy the actual kernels, put it in a brown paper bag, and it actually does work.
And none of them have been burnt?
No.
Because sometimes that's what happens at home with the normal bags you buy.
Then you can put your salt on it, your butter, the whole thing, and it's done.
That is amazing.
Science.
That is fantastic. Mum and Dad, get stuck into that. The kids, after school, they want a snack.
Even Amanda, who's our fire warden at the radio station, she's like, "Should I be standing here to watch you to make sure it doesn't burn down?" I was like, "I don't know what's going to happen here," but she was just as surprised as I was when it came to the popcorn.
Did you give her any?
No.
Oh, good.
I pushed her out of the way. I said, "Get out. I've got to get back on the air."
I need some clarification on something. I don't know if you'd be able to help me, but if you can, 133353. Baby showers. She's invited both of us to a baby shower.
Yeah, I'm going.
Are you? Because you've been invited to a few.
No, I posted on her thing. I said, I'll wait for...
Something better to come along?
I'll wait closer to the date to see if I get a better offer. So, and you know how you can select on Facebook, maybe going?
Right.
I selected maybe, just to be a pain.
You wouldn't expect anything less from you anyway, that's for sure. But you've been invited to a few of them. Have you been to one?
Not a baby shower. I've been to hens nights. I've been to a couple of hens nights.
Right.
The only boy there. I was the only guy there.
Yeah.
But...
Well, that makes sense.
Baby showers, not so much. Okay. I went to my stepmum's when she was having my half-sister.
Right.
But that's it. And I was like 12 at the time.
See, I thought hens parties and baby showers was secret women's business. Men weren't invited to these things. Is this now a thing, is it, where guys can go to the baby shower?
I was surprised. I'm not going to lie. I was surprised when I got the invitation too.
Yeah, right. 133353, is this really a thing now?
I have this fear that you and I turn up, we're the only men there.
We'll just sit in the corner. What actually happens at these things? I'm curious, but I'm not at the same time.
There's a game that they have. I know this for a fact.
Yeah.
They have like disposable nappies.
Yeah.
And they have melted chocolate in the nappy, and you have to lick it to see. So it looks like baby poo.
Oh.
And you have to lick it to see what chocolate it is, and you have to determine what chocolate. I mean, this is what these people are doing at baby showers.
Tony.
Did you go to a baby shower?
Mate, my wife said to me, "We need to go to our niece's baby shower." I said, "Yep, all right." I went. Oh, my God. It was bigger than the Oscars.
So what happens there?
I have entertainment, food, every female dressed up like they're going to a formal gala event. It was bigger than the Oscars, I'm telling you.
Are you serious?
And I was the only bloke.
Oh, no! So what did you do with yourself? What, like, how did you react to just being the only guy there?
I tell you, my missus got more than what she bargained for going home. I think it's so, I end up playing with this stinking ragdoll cat for 2.5 hours.
It's triple.